great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
9.7 FM. My name is Tony Roma and Nikki Bomba is an Australian musician and singer-songwriter. He is the front man of his band Bomba, as well as the former drummer and percussionist of the John Butler Trio. And he's performed in other acts and as a solo artist. Plus, he's the leader of the ARIA award-winning Melbourne Ska Orchestra, who are currently on tour. I caught up with him too yesterday, and I asked him this opening question. What is it about live music that you just can't find on a digital recording or a video on socials?
Good question. Well, I think it's, for a start, I think the live experience is an ancient ritual. I think it's something that humans and in humanity, it's like, you know, when you see fire, you know, it goes back in time, you know. And so the live performance is an essential part of our culture as humans. I believe that, you know, strongly. And so you have this interaction, these real raw, tangible energies that come off stage that mix with the raw tangible energies that are in the audience, and they combine and something happens. There's a translation, there's a synthesis, and that really, and when that's raised high, that's when you have those magic moments, you know. And I've felt them a lot as a musician on stage, and I've felt them a lot off stage, just feeling that experience of that connection. You know, with no words, even a lot of the time it's just the music, just that the energy, because we're all energy, and we tap into that. You know, there's chord progressions that can make you cry, you know, and so that's the stuff that's is intangible, and yet it's ancient and it's real, you know, and that's the stuff that we tap into.
The two groups kind of feed off each other a little bit, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I often, when we're performing, I make sure that the audience is on point too, you know. So if they're kind of slacking off or being a bit lame and going, come on, you know, let's make this a communal effort, because that's when it really gets taken higher.
It's like the cops and the robbers, isn't it? But they both need each other to kind of survive <That's right>. A bit.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
You play in a lot of different groups. You make albums across a wide spectrum of sound. How important is it for a career in music to have many different strings on your bow?
I think it's vital, especially these days, because there was a time where, you know, you could stay in your studio and write songs and release CDs and you know, have a couple of different things on the go, and you could actually make an income from just CD sales or selling, you know, records and everything. Because I've been in this industry a long time, so I've been through all that. You know, I started when it was vinyl, so vinyl to, you know, the cassettes and CDs, and then so in this world, it's you're widening your income stream, and your skill set is vital to stay alive. I mean, for me personally, I have a lot of different bands that I write and record for and perform with. And then also run a recording studio. And so people need to record. And I'm also a songwriter and a session drummer. So I'm relying more on that heavily these days, because the income stream has dwindled a bit as far as CD sales go. So, but it's exciting too. It actually keeps you on your toes, and it makes you a better at your craft all round if you are kind of expanding into different genres and styles.
It's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it, Nikki? Like, you have to be writing new music, recording albums to further your live performance career, and the money can really only be made in live performance these days, isn't it?
Pretty much. It's like 80% these days. But thankfully, you know, if you understand the value of a live performance, you know. So I've got like three active bands that are constantly kind of supporting my income stream. But writing and recording for those projects, for me, that's my gold. I love that. I can do that, you know, 24 hours a day, every day. And so I for me, it like it's more encouragement now to write, okay, new album for the orchestra, you know, new album for the Calypso band, new album for the solo outfit. And I'm always kind of writing and everything. So it does make it a little bit more exciting because you know that you're going to be tapping into a real, you know, what happens live is the real test. You know, you play something and it connects with people and they really feel it and they react, you know. So if for me, it's an exciting time too because it does encourage me to write more, which I love doing.
It's such an important part of the creative process. You've spoken like a true artist when you say, I just got to get these songs out there.
Yeah.
You're touring at the moment with the Melbourne Ska Orchestra, which is just a huge ensemble, and you're doing an enormous tour, like up and down the coast of Australia.
I know what
how did you organise? How did you organise such a substantial national tour for a band this size? Well, how did you do it? How did you do it?
Let's do the why, where, who, what. We'll start with why. Okay, why? Because the band has been going 21 years, and it was born from love of the ska, and then we didn't realise how well it connected with people, and so you know, 21 years later, we're still you know recording songs, and we've won two ARIA awards. We've recorded 11 albums, and so that's why. How? That's laughable, but because there's 20 people or 20 plus people on the road, we just have a really good team at the moment of you know good tour management, you know publicity team, and everything has to be really streamlined. And thank God for email, for group emails, I should say. Because in the early days, I used to have to ring up everybody one by one. So, you know, a good team, an understanding of, you know, everything, flights, accommodation, you know, ground transport, catering, who can sleep with who snores, who doesn't snore, you know, and all that type of stuff. It's like running a soccer team. And thankfully, there's no egos with this band. Everyone understands that it's like a circus, that everybody has to put in their 10 cents worth. And if we all combine together, we put on a great show, you know. So that's the how. Where? All across Australia. when? It's happening in the next weeks. We've already done four shows and they've been fantastic. And who? Well, it's the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. I think that kind of answers it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear you acknowledge all the supporting roles that go into a tour like this. And you know, I'm sure at the top you're kind of like the conductor that's kind of putting it all together.
Well, I mean, I love it. I love being the captain of that ship. You know, it's a really beautiful energy, and if you haven't experienced it before, you know, it's worth catching the orchestra, even if you're not too sure about the music or that sort of thing. It's quite a spectacle to behold.
And
the musically, you know, we love to make people dance and love to make people smile. So they're the two big things for us.
Yeah, look, it's a great show with an infectious sound. I'm really curious, though, about what's the feel with the audiences so far? Like, there's a lot of pressures in the world at the moment. Are they letting off steam and walking away feeling more optimistic about life?
Pretty much. And that's what we try to put across, that you know, it all comes back to the collective voice of humanity. And music is a great way of combining and unifying everybody. It's multinational, you know, it crosses so many barriers. And also, as a band like ours, you know, we our genre is ska, but ours is more international ska. So we do, you know, hybrids, you know, cumbia and ska, you know, funk and ska, you know, even you know, Latin feels and New Orleans and ska. And so our big thing is to create these combinations that are danceable, even more universal because they're tapping into multicultural sounds. And so it's quite a, and it connects with people in and lots of people and lots of demographics, lots of ages too, in a big way. But the feeling is like, let's just keep the positivity up, you know, because we know that, you know, humanity takes a long time to learn from history, you know, and with everything happening at the moment. So, it's, you just have to push that positive message as often as you can. And that's really all you can do.
Speaking of connection, Nicky, the support act Chutney is a real favourite here on this station and we've been playing them quite a bit. Do you feel an obligation to connect with the next generation of artists and show them how to pave their own way?
Absolutely. I mean, I was given that privilege when I was growing up, and like recently we did a gig at Cairns, but in the afternoon we flew in early to give a workshop at a school with a local brass band.
Wonderful.
And they were so good, we actually invited them up to play with us, so they did a song with us at the performance that night, and they all got dressed up. It was fantastic. It was really good.
What a great experience for them.
Totally, yeah. And Chutney, they're great. They've been really consistent on a tour. And even Ben Samuels, who's the lead clarinet saxophone player, we've invited him up to do a song with us, because we do a song called Golden Wedding, which is a classic Woody Herman clarinet solo. And
He knows it. Wow. Yeah.
So you know that it's important. Definitely to connect that, and it's good for us, it's good for them, and it's good for the genre, you know, for ska, you know, that people are actually kind of connecting with that, and and the live performance, and it's good, yeah, they're in front of a big audience, and they're doing great. It's going good.
Hell of a solo on Golden Wedding. That's one of my favorite songs from my teenage years at high school too. You probably wouldn't hear it much on the radio these days. But...
No. And I bring out a drum kit for that and do a separate drum solo a la Gene Krupa, even though it wasn't Gene Krupa on the recording.
It feels like it, though. It's that type of solo, isn't it? Speaking of radio, Melbourne is very much still the original home for community radio, with two of the best stations in the world. How important is community radio to helping a band like the Melbourne Ska Orchestra?
Oh, it's vital. I mean, the first thing we did when we released a single was do a thing called AMRAP, which goes to specifically to community radio stations. And it's great. It's also, you know, more so these days, because it's the voice of the people, because, you know, commercial radio is you know, it's obviously always going to be dictated by you know, advertisers and what they want and what they think works, you know, and the demographic they're going for. So community radio stations are dedicated people who love music and who come and you know, do a spot with music that they love. And you get a really varied cross-section of different styles. I mean, even just leave it on all day and you experience all, you know, you get a trip around the world. And I love that about, especially the Melbourne radio station, the PBS and Triple R, and we're actually going to be doing a live performance on theirs on September the 13th. So we even subscribe to them too. We're paid members. So yeah, it's a vital part of music and community and any culture.
Mighty and magnificent Melbourne Ska Orchestra bring their wild, infectious live show to the dance floor of the Metro Theatre Saturday, August 31st. Celebrating 21 years of knockout performances around the world, this unstoppable freight train of an outfit are set to deliver their signature international ska sound directly to Sydney. Melbourne Ska Orchestra, Saturday 31st of August, Metro Theatre, with very special guests, Play Lunch and Chutney. Melbourne Ska Orchestra are proud East Side supporters.
You're all fresh out of bullets, John.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.